The main thing that's wrong with doing nothing is that you never know when you are finished. This decision to get on board with Anchor has been one of the most amazing decisions that this ministry has made. 4 Minute Church, Pastor Oscar Smith speaking. Please give it some consideration. Podcasting, Anchor has all the tools. Every episode, you're able to put background music. They're just so helpful. And in fact, I'm using this platform to reach beyond where the 4 Minute Church ever thought it would go. So it's a good opportunity to get in touch with Anchor. And come on, let's get on board with this. The core feature of any relationship is mutuality. Mutual awareness is a prerequisite to establishing a relationship between two parties. Relationships are only possible with individuals, not with races, segments, populations, or markets. The very first task in establishing a solid, mutual, beneficial relationship is to identify individually the party at the other end of the relationship. I have a heart for people, and with everyone I have a chance to meet, there are characteristics that each one has that are very unique. As a pastor, it is my ongoing goal to improve the effectiveness of my interactions with the folks that I meet. As a business executive, it is very important to establish a system to understand the needs of that particular business. Relationships cannot happen except in the concept of mutual trust. There is absolutely a need today in this economic climate, this pandemic environment, to foster many relationships. Becoming that person who can be trusted provides a genuine, sustainable, competitive edge in business. Trust has become the number one currency. True professionals should not act in their own self-interests. We should act in the best interests of all parties. Becoming a trusted person involves making mutually beneficial decisions. The problem with one-way affection is when a party chooses to view their priorities through the wrong end of the telescope. I hope you appreciate that. You know, sometimes we can take that telescope and look at it through the wrong end, and we only see ourselves. But relationship failure at that point is almost inevitable. The view of the issues under consideration becomes very, very highly self-oriented, and a significant level of trust is lost. Without trust, a relationship will never take root, and mutual goals will be impossible to achieve. Years ago, I turned my full attention from making profits in business to making a difference for others. I have been blessed with the gift of communication and sales skills, and just like others eager to make a mark in the business world, I've had my share of success. My compassion for life safety in the home led me to start, and I did it with my wife, Marcia, a life safety campaign where we actually went to public venues like hotels and restaurants, and we did life safety, fire extinguishers, you know, fire drills in the home. We actually had that as a ministry, part of saving lives in case of a fire or other emergencies. Advance, this was a critical takeaway, advance preparation is imperative. It is an honor to give back without expecting anything in return. We did it as a ministry, like I said. We recognize how important fire safety and life safety in the home. And for us, community always comes first. If you have to lose or set aside one of the important things in life, we'd rather it be money and not the life of a child or a neighbor losing a life in a home fire. The money over time, we can get that back, but it will tear at your heart like it did Marcia and my heart to just know what it's like to have a relative or a friend or a neighbor succumb to a home fire and lose their life. Ultimately, what shapes the meaning of our lives is not what we get, but what we give. If we can make it our goal to each day find a way to add more value to others, others' lives, we'll never have to worry about finances or business success. What Marcia and myself want deep in our souls is to feel like life matters. That we're givers and not takers. We want to be people who can be trusted. And that's what we're talking about today, coming away from a one-way affection and looking at a telescope from the right end where we're involving and embracing our local communities.